God, are you ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I think you've already heard the message in the clue shop. This morning I want to talk about seeking and, well, spelling mistake there, but yearning the God of increase.
Yeah.
To yearn, not to year, but to yearn, and to seek. I just want to flash up a little bit, a few things. Obviously, I think Dino and Amy did a wonderful job just sort of reviewing what had been spoken through the year and the latest messages. And I just want to continue to flow with the same idea, because God is a God that flows. He doesn't break the flow. So we're not cutting the flow. Amen?
Yeah.
So, in some of the last few messages, I'm not going to go through the whole year because I think you already had a good portion of that last week when you did a great job. Here we had one message was set my house in order, and God was saying to us that He was increase of His government, there will be no end. And God is increasing His government, He's setting order in His house, and He's dealing with certain issues. He's dealing with religion, with pride, and idolatry. I want you to see though that the order starts in the house of God. Then we have forsaking foolishness, foolish and childish and worldly ways. Okay, so it's really calling us to forsake our own ways and go on to maturity. That means to go further. That means to go one step beyond. All right, not remaining at the back, not remaining in the all, or not remaining as I am. The next one was set your mind on things above. Okay, we can only get rid of those foolish ways when we renew our mind according to the Word of God. And then we heard this great message, the year of wow. You don't look wow. Okay, anyway, doesn't matter. But it was a year of wow.
Yeah.
Okay, the year of wow.
Just a boy trying to write
on tabletop. Okay. God bless you for writing notes. Can you share notes afterwards? And they say, the Bible says iron sharpen iron, yeah. So we can share notes later. How's that? But here we see in God setting in order in His house, you know, there will always, you know, when you say order, there's going to be an order. Where do you say order?
Order.
That means if it's in disorder, if it's chaos, then He brings it back into order. Like the song is saying, who brings our chaos back into order? The King of Glory, the King of all kings, right? There's going to be a reshifting, a realigning. When God brings things in order, there's going to be realigning. So you've got to get rid of foolish ways, childish ways. Do you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. When God says order, then priorities are realigned.
Yep.
Do you know what I'm talking about here? So our priorities, the things that we put first and foremost, okay, is going to be changed. So the first things must remain the first thing. All right. Today, I'm talking about the God of increase, okay, and to seek and to yearn for the God of increase. Now, as we have already heard from Pastor Joseph, I'm sorry, but my introduction to my message are always long-winded, so you just got to bear with me. It's just because I like to build context into what I want to say.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
So I want to read a few bunch of scriptures here, or a number of scriptures. I'm going to start with Daniel chapter. Maybe before I do read that is, Pastor Joseph was sharing with us the God of increase, and 2019 is going to be a year of increase. Now, when we look at the world right now, we see the world is increasing in many things.
Yeah.
Right? There's an increase that's going on. And oftentimes we focus on the increase of what we see because we live in a natural world, so we are prone to sort of look at those things. That's why Dino shared, we've got to set our things really on the things above, because we're really setting our eyes because of what we physically see. But what we see every day is we can see the darkness that's in the world, the wickedness that seems to be arising, and the things that breaks our hearts, the struggles that we have, and all those kind of things are the things that we see and that we experience. And so hence, we have a tendency, I know you're all very spiritual, you don't do that, but we have a tendency to set our minds on the things of what's happening, and it's very negative, it's very gloomy, isn't it? Same-sex marriage in Australia is now recognized, and all these things, oh man, it's so negative. And the Bible does talk about this increase of abomination, All right, he talks about this in Daniel chapter 9, verse 27. Okay, and without going into too much details here, but it says in Daniel chapter 9, verse 27, "And on the wing of abomination shall be one who makes desolate, even until the consummation which is determined is poured upon the desolate." If I can try to explain this the simplest that I can, there's going to be on the wing, on the overspreading, on an increase of abomination. An abomination is something that is hate. It's despised by God. A thing that God hates, right, is called an abomination. Anything that comes in between God and man is known to God as an abomination. So what this is trying to tell us is there's going to be an increase of abomination on the face of planet Earth until it's laid desolate. Laid desolate means to be void, to be away from God's presence, to be laid empty, to be uninhabited, to be completely laid waste. Okay, is the word desolate here. Until there's a consummation, a climax of an outpouring of the wrath of God, which has been determined is going to be poured on the desolate. That means where God is not. So in this verse of scripture, we see that there's an increase of wickedness across the earth. And we can see, we don't have to go far to see it. We see it right before our eyes. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, so no rocket science there. However, what I do want to say is that in the midst of all of that, there is also an increase. So we think there's an increase of darkness, right? But in the midst of that, there's an increase of God's light.
Yep.
All right, what God is doing, there's an increase. There's two lines that's running, there's two seed, all right, that's running through right from Genesis all the way to Revelation. And the righteous shall prevail, as will prevail. Amen? But what I want you to see is that it's not just gloom and just everything is negative. It's not just the increase of the Antichrist system and the increase of the world. But God is also doing a very good work. In fact, He does a very good job. All right, how many know that if He's building His church, He's going to do it well?
Yeah.
All right, Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1 to 3, it says this. "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and the deep darkness the people." But, everybody say but.
But
"the Lord will arise over you, and His glory will be seen upon you. The Gentiles shall come to your light, and the kings the brightness of your rising."
Amen.
All I'm trying to say here is that, yes, there's going to be deep darkness over all the earth. It's covering the people. It's all over. Yet, in the midst of that, God, all right, is raising His people. He says, "Arise, shine, your light has come." Amen?
Amen.
And we are the people God is building. And I hope you and I are the people that God is building. Yeah?
Yes.
So there is an increase, not just of that. There's an increase of what God is doing. Jesus says, "I am building my church." And anything that comes against the gates of hell cannot prevail against what God is doing.
Amen.
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 Can I get an amen, everybody?
Amen.
This is good news, isn't it? Right? Alright, so this is good news. So Daniel chapter 12 verse 10 says, "Many shall be purified, made white and refined, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand." So we here see here, there are those that will be made white, pure, and refined, but then there's those that are going to do wickedness. I want to read this verse here, alright? And I think this is a great encouragement, okay, to all of us here. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 22. We are talking about the God of increase. We've got to seek the God of increase. I will emphasize on that in just a moment. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 22 says this, "A little one shall become a thousand, and a small one, a strong nation. I, the Lord, will hasten it in its time." The God of acceleration will hasten it in its time. All right, a small one. Okay, a little one will become a thousand, and a small one, a strong nation. Amen?
Yes.
All right, so we don't just see us as a small this and that, and the world has more numbered. In fact, we are more numerous. Two-thirds of the angels on our sides and only one-third on the other camp, right?
Yeah.
So, amen, is that good news? What I want you to see is that God is going, He wants to increase us, and I really believe, and I'm receiving, I'm not just believing, but I'm receiving this prophetic word for 2019, that God is going to increase us. But sometimes we look at the word increase in how we see it, and so that's why we struggle all the time, and we say, oh, there's no increase, there's no increase, but I think there's already increase. Amen? It's not just, we're not just going to wait a few days until the increase. I believe the increase has already begun.
Yes.
And it's just going to be on the increase. Just like, Revelation talks about the seven seals that have been opened. Okay, if I confuse some of you, don't worry about it. But you can see there's an increase of those negative things, all right? Calamities all across the earth, we can see it's on the increase. Is it on the increase?
Yeah.
Like so, what God is doing is on the increasing, right? God has been restoring the church from history, from church history. We can see from the past, God is restoring until that time where everything that the prophet prophesied, then he shall return. So it's going to be a glorious church that he's returning for. Amen. Isn't that good?
Yeah.
All right, so it's going to increase. What God is doing is increasing. It's never stopped increasing. It's going to go on and on and on until the event, until the return of Jesus Christ. Daniel chapter 12, verse 4. Okay? We live in an ever-increasing world. It's increasing, not just increasing in us just like that, but it's increasing in such a speed that, you know, it's hard to believe, and I think we've already talked about this when we look back at the way technology has hastened and has progressed so rapidly in such a short amount of time. It's quite even hard to understand. In Daniel chapter 12, verse 4, "But you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase." Now we look at around us, Wikipedia, one of those things, Google, right, has so much knowledge, it's so hard to believe how it can be contained in something like this. You know, and we have anybody, anywhere, can just access information, data, all these kind of things at the will of their finger. Okay. Yeah, is that true? So we are living in a world where things are increasing. Not just the good, not just the bad, but also the good.
Yeah.
Do you understand where I'm going with that, right? There's an increase, there's an ongoing increase that's happening all around the world. And knowledge is one of those things, and knowledge can be very easily recognized. Okay, so without going any further here, but I believe, God is increasing His people. And, we see in the book of Daniel, God gave him spiritual gifts. We see Jesus increased in wisdom and stature, favor with God, favor with men. We see that there's an increase of his government, and to it there shall be no end. There's a great harvest, an increase of harvest of souls that the earth has ever seen before. There's going to be a great harvest. Many shall go to the mountain of the Lord and say, "Let us hear of His word. Let us go to the mountain of God. We want to know of His law." God is going to open up the windows of heaven as we give. There's going to be an ever increase. There's going to be resources. There's going to be everything that we need. God has already blessed us, and God is just outpouring those things. And there are many things that God is outpouring. Okay, this is on the positive side, by the way, if you try to catch what I'm trying to say here. On the negative side, there's an increasing of abomination. There's an increase in wickedness, in murder, in all these kind of things. There's also increase in knowledge. Now, knowledge, I'm not talking about just knowledge of God. I'm talking about the knowledge, the tree of knowledge of good and evil. That's also on the increase, right? So there are many things that are on the increase, and on the positive side, as I've just mentioned here, this is the positive side, and I'm sure there are many more. I just picked a few things here. And what I want to say here is that we all want an increase. Do you want an increase?
Yes.
Right, if you're working in a job, you're always looking for increase. Can I get a raise? You know, you're looking for the raise. You're looking for the increase, aren't you?
Yeah.
And it's not wrong to look for increase, right? We all want to excel. We all want to be good at everything. I mean, not good at everything, but we want to be good at what we do. We want to be the best that we can. We don't want to be the last one. And it's not a bad thing to look for increase. But I think this morning what I do want to challenge is how we look for that increase will really, really determine something very important here. But I want to share three things here. Very simple. Three things. Can you believe it? Three things. Only three things. All right.
Three.
All right.
three within the three.
Okay, after the introduction, we can actually, for real, start the message. Okay. I guess it was going to be 20 minutes. It actually took 20 minutes, so, yeah. Yeah, sure. No. Okay, yeah, that's okay. So that just simply means I can ramble on a bit more until all the beauty. Right.
Good job.
Right, so God is a God of increase. God is increasing many, many, many things are all in our lives. One of the things that we got to know is, number one, that God, that the increase comes from the Lord. Don't change it, it's okay, don't worry. I'm just going to talk to them, it's okay. That the increase comes from the Lord. Okay, there's three things I want to talk about here. And the first one is increase comes from the Lord. Okay, and these are some of those things that I'm being challenged and I'm learning along, and I'm really believing for something fresh from heaven. Right? I do want an increase, but I think after the camp, for all of you who've come into the camp, and for those who've been to the camp, it was great. It was great. It was fantastic. It was wonderful. It was wow. And I mean it because I think it's one of those camps for me where I think it really challenged me and to really just check and just realign, because it's something so powerful. You know, there are some things that we know but we don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Don't you know that God is a God of love?
Yeah.
You do, right?
Yeah.
But can I tell you that this camp will revolutionize the way you think about the love of God? Sorry, thank you for helping that pronunciation. Obviously, clearly English is not my first language. But anyway, but that I really believe that that's something God is really, really outpouring right now. Okay?
Yeah.
It's to understand the love of God. But increase comes from the Lord. Increase comes from above. It is not the work of the flesh. How easy is it to get into the works, the efforts of our own flesh, rather than depending on God? Can you all recognize that as part of your life? I don't know. I can. We want to excel in many things. We want to do things right. And one thing I do recognize, you know, when I look at the children here, and because I've spent a lot of time with them, I see them improve. I think they have improved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Children have improved.
Yeah.
Amen. And praise God for that. Do you think you've improved?
Yeah.
I think they've improved. What about you, church? Do you think they've improved?
Yeah.
I think they've improved. Good job. But you know, the reason I say that, it is the work from above. All right. I'll give you an example. I mean, Enoch. Where's Enoch? Enoch, when he first came to Perth in early March, I think it was. And I put him in front of his desk and computer and to do his homeschooling program, and it's the first grade. And the poor boy could not read anything at all, like absolutely zero. And I kept putting him in front of his desk. I said, watch your video, it's so simple, just watch it, have you watched it? He's like, I watched it. I said, no, you gotta watch it again and do the questions again. And that went on for like 3-4 times until it dawned on me, like, the boy can't read. I'm like, ooh, revelation, he can't read. So how is he going to answer the question if he doesn't even know what the question is asking him? Anyway, so, and I remember, then after that I was like on a mission. I said, I've never taught anyone to read. I mean, I need help in my own reading, but I was like, I'm going to help him how to read. Okay, and then I remember, Sister DP, you've got 6 children. How in the world did you do that and help them all read? So I said, do you have anything? So she gave me some books, and I spent a little bit of time with Enoch to help him how to read. And I remember by the end of the 3 months that he came here, he had improved. He actually kind of was able to understand syllables and put them together, and he could read the simple words with a lot of Jack is going, like that. I was like, well, that's better than nothing, but I was really glad that he could do that. And I remember going off for a few months, and he had been on holiday the whole time, and I went back to Malaysia, and they had just finished their holiday for like 2 weeks. And the boy was just started reading. I'm like, what have you been doing during the holidays? And I was like, I've been playing, I've been going to the park, I've been doing, like, you've been reading? It was like, no. I'm like, what? I'm like, did teacher Serene help you reading? No. Did Pastor Tiffany? I'm like, did you do anything? I was like, how does this work? I'm trying to understand, how does this work? Like, the last time I saw him, he could just read. And now he's like reading, like, consistently. I mean, not fast, but like, yeah. Consistent. Yeah. Now, I could easily say, well, you know what, I'm the one who taught him how to read, you know. I do believe I did help, right? But that, when I looked at that, I really felt like, wow, I can't understand how it works. And most of you probably would say, well, it's the age where children learn anyway. But that spoke to me and say, you can do so much, but the how it works and the increase of how good he then becomes really is the increase that God gives. And I believe Enoch and the rest of the children are, those children have been inputted with the word, memorizing scriptures, writing scriptures, thinking scriptures, speaking around the table about scriptures, Deuteronomy chapter 6, worshiping the Lord, devotion day after day. And I believe this the word is what gave him the increase.
Amen.
All right, and I truly believe that. That spoke to me, and I just said, hey, don't think because yes, I helped him, it makes me the reason for the season. All right. But that's really, honestly, I have to say, that spoke to me and said, yeah, you can see the work of God. And not just in small things, I mean, God used that to help me see that, but how much more in our spiritual life?
Yep.
Amen? So God, the increase always comes from God. We must not remove the element of sowing and watering. All right, like I said, I did help him to a certain measure. You can't take that out. God is the one who's going to give the increase, but you can't say, well, I don't need pastors, I don't need teachers, I don't need this, and I don't need to be taught. I still need those things, but God ultimately gives the increase. So God is the God of increase. All right, so we need the sowing and the watering of the word. Okay, so how God is going to sow, has been, and is continuously sowing the Word of God inside of our hearts. We must not compare or compete, but complement. Alright? When we know the increase comes from God, then we don't compare and compete with each other. Alright? And then when we recognize that God is a God of increase, you start to stop trying to achieve it like it's all on you. It's not all on me. It's not all on you. Ultimately, God gives the increase. Amen? Second thing I want to talk about here is God can only increase what we already have. That's why the sowing and the watering is essential part. It's an essential part, isn't it? God can only increase what we already have. Point number two. Alright? Point number two, God can only increase what we already have. Now, I don't know, maybe this is a revelation when I've been teaching children mathematics. It's very simple mathematics, by the way, so just in case you thought that was very smart. Multiplication. I told you it's easy stuff, right? Multiplication, alright? What's zero times anything? Zero times a billion.
Zero.
Anything, right? You try to multiply nothing, you get nothing.
Yeah.
You multiply zero by the greatest number. You want to multiply and increase it by gazillions or whatever number, right? You want to think of, you can think of, right? It will still be nothing. Is that true?
Yeah.
But if you have this is a revelation. But if you have as little as one, you multiply by a million, you get a million.
Yeah.
Wow. Is that cool? Yeah. All right. So we've got to have the seed, the word. We've got to have, if we want to increase, we've got to have something. We can't have nothing. Otherwise, you get more of nothing. All right? Can I get an amen?
Amen.
All right. So God is sowing seeds and sowing all those kind of things here in our lives. But what we need to do is we need to learn how to pick up seeds. Everybody say, pick up seeds.
Pick up seeds.
I want to turn to Isaiah chapter 55, verse 8 to 11. And a very familiar scripture here, but I want to pick up specifically in verse 10. But here it says from verse 8, God says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are my ways Your ways, my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain comes and the snow from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word that goes forth from my mouth, that it shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, but it shall prosper in the things for which I sent it. Alright, first thing I want to... Okay, let's look at the last verse right first, okay? So shall my words be. What shall be? His word. The word goes forth, it doesn't return empty. Right? But it will prosper. It will accomplish. So we want the increase, we need the word. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Right? Because God's going to make sure that that word is going to prosper. That seed is going to prosper. Yeah. Right? So I'm not just going to come empty and expect God's going to increase me. It's going to increase me with more of nothingness. That's not good. Alright? But here it says here, in verse 10, the last two phrases, it says, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Everybody say seed to the sower.
Seed to the sower.
Bread to the eater.
Bread to the eater.
Every time that we hear the word of God, you know, the word of God, some will take it as seeds. They receive seed because seed can reproduce. Seed has the potential to have more. Alright? But when you just eat and consume it, it inputs and outputs and it's gone. Right? Some of you looking at me like you don't know what I'm talking about. This is where we thank the Lord for the revelation and ask for more understanding. Okay. So may God bless you with your understanding. But here I want to say here is that the two things here is that when we hear the word of God, like today we're hearing the word of God, or when maybe we hear the prophetic word that's being shared and things like this, you hear it here and there and it drops into your ear. It's not just for us to consume. I mean, sometimes we just eat it, we're satisfied, we're filled, we're blessed, great. But we also must learn how to pick up seeds, because those seeds has the potential to multiply, to increase. So learn to pick up seeds. I can't tell you how many times, you know, I just sit down and just listen, like, for instance, our pastors just share, pouring out their hearts from scriptures or just what God has been saying to us, to the church, or even want to speak to us and all those things. I've been tremendously blessed with so many seeds that it's like, wow. You know, they say something and I pick it up and I'm like, wow. I mean, more than just sometimes eating it, sometimes I just eat it, but sometimes it's really like seed. Like it becomes, you know, you pick up something that, you know, it stirs something and it's seed and it reproduces and it multiplies and you get more just from sitting down and listening. So it's important for us to grab the seed of the Word of God in us. God's original intention was to do what? To multiply His people. His people are created in His image and likeness. Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that what God wanted? He wanted to see earth filled with people made in His image and in His likeness, right? But because man fell, obviously, we sinned against God. And so the image of God in us was marred. And so God restored us through Jesus Christ so that we would be recreated, so that we would be born again with the incorruptible seed, which is the Word of God. This is His image. This is His likeness restored to what He originally intended. And this is what He says. Now multiply and, you know, go and increase all across the earth. He wants to multiply His image and likeness. Is that right? That's why He said, because He says, He wants, what do you know? We know that God wants a relationship with us. And He wants to increase that, you know, so that He could have a family He could relate with us. And so that's why He says, bones of my bones, flesh of my flesh.
Yeah.
We are made of the same substance.
Yeah.
Right? That substance is the Word in us. Jesus Christ, the seed, the Word, the seed that will bruise the head of the serpent, the seed that's in us. And that, church and people of God, this is what God is wanting to increase in us. The Word of God, the seed in us, His image and in His likeness. Alright, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 31 to 32, it says, for this reason a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Alright, so the same substance. So you and I have to have the same substance. So what I'm saying here is, We can't have nothing inside of us and expect increase. Do you know what I'm saying? That's why we got to hunger. But now, I want to ask you another question here, and I'm bringing this to a close in a very, very short year. But what I want you to see here is, what are we seeking? Alright? We're seeking the increase, or are we seeking for God the increase? Okay, I'll get that in a moment. But here we need to seek first, Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Another verse the Lord has been ministering to me is, but seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Alright, so sometimes, like I said, it's not wrong to like an increase. We all want to see our lives progress, and we want to have, you know, nice things and big things, but not just wanting those things, because God knows what we need, doesn't He? Right? But He says what? Seek first the kingdom and His righteousness. The kingdom has to do with the king and his domain, where he rules, where he reigns. It has to do with the king. So He's telling us, seek God first, His righteousness.
Yeah.
Alright? And then the increase will come. You trust that the increase will come, because He does know what we need, and He wants to bless us. I mean, it says, do you not know that it is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom? And if you ask Him, the Holy Spirit, do you think He'll give you a serpent or something like, you know, scorpion or whatnot? You know, all kinds of things. You know, even an evil father knows how to give good gifts, how much more God the Father. But all His desires is that we seek Him first and foremost. And that's why I'm going to close with what we've learned from the camp. Okay? But here, I mean, okay, I'm not ashamed to say this. I love children. I do. Okay? I love children. Okay? I do think it's
increase. More children.
Increase. Yeah. Amen.
Yes.
Alright.
More students.
I do love them. It's like you just put a baby again, you just watch me turn into a kid. Or crazy. I don't know how you call it. But anyway, my point is that it's delightful when they come to you and you just want to give them more. Yeah. They like look at you with a face like this, she's like, I want to give you another kiss. Or I want to hug you even more. You know, it's just delightful when they just come, that, you know, and sometimes, you know, okay, don't do this. Sometimes I say, hey, because I just want to, you know. I was like, what is it that, you know, why do you hug me? You know, why do you come to me? Am I your friend? Why am I your friend? And they start telling me some of the things, I'm like, oh, that melts my heart. You know, and when that happens, you actually want to give them more. I mean, it's true, right? And God's, I believe God is the same. He wants to give us more, but, you know, come to Him. Just come to Him first. I think that's the message here. Come to God first, because He wants to give us the increase.
Yeah.
But sometimes what we do is we're seeking the increase rather than the God of the increase.
Yeah.
And I think that's where we fail. That's where I think I fail. There's been, you know, times, or there was a season in my life where I can say, you know, that priority of seeking God, of pleasing Him first, kind of got sidetracked by other things that I wanted. And God had to intervene in my life to bring this back into the right order. So we're trying to look for the increase, we're trying to look for the blessing, but He's the blesser. So look for the blesser rather than the blessing. Look for the healer rather than just the healing. Right? Look for the God of the increase rather than just the increase that everybody wants. The Bible says, don't look for all those things that the man are looking for. Look for God first. He will give you the increase. So I have been challenged, because when you feel that way, that was probably the darkest, the most solemn part of my walk thus far, for me personally, because, you know, been seeking, my heart was sort of shifted a little bit. You know, I still say I love God, I still say I'm seeking Him first, I still have all those words in my mouth, but, you know, my mouth is saying one thing but my feet running somewhere else. Do you know?
Yeah.
Alright, so I had to learn it the hard way, and so God had to intervene and say, you've got to seek me first. Many more. I mean, there's many more I could say on this. Really, 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 I could say many more on this. You know, and God had to really, you know, what we do. You know, Do you know being part of the worship team can be very prideful? Did you know that?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to be as honest as I can be. You know, and sometimes, you know, God had to really realign. Hey, what are you doing? What are you trying to say? You know, sometimes, let me tell you, this is a bit of a confession, right? You know, I've been with this church now, 8 years, I think now. I'm in coming 9 years now, obviously, in 2019. I've learned so much. I've learned so much over the years. But I can look back and I can really look at how I was like, whoa, I can't believe I said that. I can't believe I did that. Sometimes I look at some of the older videos we recorded with this camera here. This camera is actually 5 years old. And sometimes I look at some of those things and I'm like, I can't believe that's me. And I can't believe I said it like this. I can't believe that I, you know.
Praise God.
I think there was a season in my life where I just thought that the world was working because of me. You know, I was the reason for the season. This is working because of me. Don't you see the grace of God upon my life? Can't you see? You know, I look back, I'm like, oh boy, this is crazy. I can't believe this. But, you know, but God is faithful, alright? Maybe I should share this. Sorry, I've never actually shared this. Only the kids actually know this. I joined the church right 2010, and I went for my first Malaysian trip. I hope you enjoy this story, okay? But get the message too, right? Okay. I went to Malaysia, first trip 2010, November, December. I went there for one whole month, okay? Was very hungry for the Lord, very zealous for the Lord. I remember when I first started. Just born again, and I was joining Bible study early morning. You already know the story, right? And at times, pastor would tell me, here's my hard drive, put this teaching for me, just copy or do this for me or burn this disc. And I get the hard disk, I'm like, oh. I put a plug into my computer, I'm like, oh, all these various Bible teachers, I'm like, I can't believe I just, like, I've got unlimited access to these goodies, you know, so obviously I just make a copy for myself, and you know, I just casually just put it on my hard drive and say, pastor, the job is done. And in my own time, I was just eating some of those resources. I was just watching it in my own time, and I was just, you know, enjoying it. And I was growing. And that particular time, I was in Malaysia, and there was this particular Bible teacher I was listening to. And I really learned a lot. Okay, and I really learned a lot. And I thought, man. And there was this set of teachings that I did not have. Resources 8 years ago was not quite as easily accessible as it is today. YouTube was it was there, but very new. So you didn't have all that stuff you can find out back then. Definitely not. And if you want to, you've really got to pay for it, right? Anyhow, so I my eyes caught on this set of teachings, and I'm like, I was walking up in the church office. You know, if you go upstairs in Ipoh, it was a church office before it was ever a school. And I saw this set of teachings. I'm like, I don't have this one. I want this one. But I only go upstairs for when I'm asked to go upstairs, or because usually I was doing some work or whatnot. So I don't really have access to that place, right? And if you're a little bit like me, you know, you probably wouldn't have the guts back then anyway to go, pastor, can I like borrow this set of teaching? Can I make like a copy for myself? I'd just like to have it. You know, it didn't dawn on me that they would actually be like, wow, you're hungry for the Lord? Of course! I used to think, man, that's such a, would they even think about it? Maybe not. So anyway, in my immaturity, remember, I was very brand new, okay? So what I did was... I was asked to go up there once, and right away we were going... I still remember this very vividly. We were going out for dinner, again, with Serene and all of that. And they asked me to go upstairs to get something. I'm like, oh, what a chance! I'm there by myself. Okay, and I took it and I put it in my. And I went for the dinner with the DVDs here. All right, because I was burning a lot of things for the church, I made myself a copy to using the church resources, and then I secretly put it back. And but funny story, I've never actually watched the teaching anyway, brother. But some of the things we do when we're immature, you look back and like, wow. I think if I understood, you know, the heart of our pastors, if you ask for something like this, they'll be like, of course, like, of course, you know. And I was just thinking like, oh, maybe they'll say no. And then, anyway, I don't know why I shared this, but I shared this same to you. There's a lot of things that had to be adjusted in my life. I look at a lot of the things, but God is faithful. God does want us to seek, though, the good things. I think the positive things you can draw out of this testimony, or if you can call this a testimony, or this story at least, is that my heart was just hungering for something of God, whether I watch it or not. And I think God probably was not happy with the fact how I did it, obviously, but I think the heart was there, kind of, but very immature. I'm dark, yet lovely inside. But anyway, let me conclude with this, okay? And I have point number three, but I think I'll conclude right here. The question I want to end with here is are we seeking for the increase, or are we seeking for the God of the increase? I think if we seek God first, I think the increase will come. The increase will come. All right. I've seen in my own life. I share this not in boasting, but in the last 8 or 9 years that I've been here, I know I have grown in a capacity that God has wanted me to grow, at least to a certain measure. I know that for a fact, not because I am great. Can I tell you honestly, right? I am not someone who loves to read. I am not someone who loves to read. I am not usually someone who can stand during lectures. Do you know I used to sleep during my university lectures? Partly because I used to work hard at McDonald's and job and work at the same time. I was tired, right? But I was literally, sometimes I just really slept through the whole thing. I remember saying to pastors I said, you know, if I knew the Lord, like I know Him now, and if I received this training, because you know when you're trained, you receive the endurance of the saints. You will endure to the end. You really learn that, you know, and you really learn how to do that. So I said, wow, if I had received this kind of teaching, man, I would excel in my university. I would be like, even, you know, I would have done so well, you know. But I don't say this in boasting, because I know it's the presence of God, it's the Word of God, it is those things that have made me being able to do that. You know, I can't compare with Dino's brain, the PhD. But I can say this, the Word content, the Word of God is what changed the whole thing. I believe it's that seeking God that has enabled me to increase in other areas. I'm doing things that I never thought. Many things that I didn't think I'd be doing, but I'm doing now. I never thought I'd be with children like this. I never thought I'd be speaking to you like this. I never thought I'd be singing up here like this, you know? I mean, like, you know, there's so many things, but, you know, right now, God is releasing a fresh revelation of His love. Amen. To seek Him, not seek the increase, but seek the God of the increase. Amen. Increase of what? There's going to be an increase of intimacy. This is the desire of Jesus. Okay, I'm just going to just verbalize those things. Okay, I'm sure you'll be hearing a lot more of these things properly in time to come, but seek the God of increase and not the increase. God, in 2019, we thank the Lord for this word that God is going to increase us. Amen. He's going to increase us. Not because we're seeking the increase, because we're seeking the God of the increase. We're seeking for a fresh revelation of His, of the intimacy of this love of God that cannot be stretched any further. That love that is as strong as death, and that is takes it into the grave, waters that cannot drown it, waters that cannot put it away, floods that cannot drown it. It's just a love, and I have been tremendously been blessed by the camp, because I think this is really challenging me to seek God in a way that I'm perhaps maybe grown dull, or maybe just in the midst of doing things. Yeah. We do a lot of things. Come on. We do a lot of things, right? But I think there's a wow, this message And because we go through life looking for the blessings of God in everything we're trying to do, maybe if I do more of this, God's going to bless me with this. But I think God is just challenging me, challenging you to say, don't just seek for the blessing. Because God is going to increase. God is the God of increase.
Yeah, thank you, Lord.
Seek Him first. Amen?
Amen.
Father, I thank you. I just pray, Lord, let our hearts be sealed with the seal of your love. To seek you first. To put the first things first. To realign and readjust our priorities, Lord, so that everything that we desire is what you desire. That your desire, that the love with which the Father, oh God, you love Jesus, that love will be in us, in me and in us, oh God, so much, that this will be the primary thing that we seek. Lord, we trust in your ability, we trust in your strength, we trust in what you can do. But you, the Lord, is my shepherd, and I shall not want. So thank you, Lord,
that
you are the God of increase. Help us today to understand, to understand more about this truth and how we can commit ourselves to seek you first, beyond anything else. To seek God, not mammon. Can't have two masters, but to serve you, to have empowered Holy Spirit to walk this truth, to walk this reality in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I'm blessed to hear all these things. You know, God loves us. Tell me, God loves us.
God loves us.
He first loved us. You know, it's a love the Lord with all the heart, soul, and mind. He loved us with all the spirit, soul, and mind. We just respond.
Amen.
Say, I just respond.
I just respond.
He loves us more than you ever thought of.
Yes.
Whatever you think you're striving, he says, you don't strive, I give it to you.
Amen.
He loves us first before we can love him. He initiated salvation. He initiated everything in our life. He started.
Yes.
Now, just relax and go to God.
Amen.
God wants you to grow. God wants you to increase.
Amen.
Let the rest of it sing this song, Shepherd of Man. Shepherd of Man. Okay, okay.
Each time he seeks God and he released, what you call the word, example, there is the outpouring of the grace of the Lord Jesus, outpouring of the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit. Then, after the frequency is sent up, somehow the Lord will send us the right, what you call, fivefold ministry to us. And this is the thing. And then, example, Songs of Solomon.
Yeah.
And also, you know, the John 17, verse 24, 26, we have been talking about that, right? You remember the desire of Jesus?
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
That the love, that God loved Jesus, be in us.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, the frequency is sent out because God speaks to us. He just sent the right frequency to us to have the example more. He gives us something, just can be a sentence. So it's same apply to you. You ask for more, what he reveals. I told Isaac Paul, I say, from now on I will ask your daddy, mommy, you sit beside me, because you were playing with the shoelace. The frequency is wrong, so they play with one another. So they can write. The acceleration is so fast. You know, this boy can, you know, just follow through the Songs of Solomon. Yeah, they can see where is it. In fact, sometimes I miss it. This girl will tell me, this, where is it? As the video, the CD goes. You've got to hold on to the right frequency.
Yeah.
Don't say, I like the comfort zone. It's challenging our comfort zone, actually, in the Songs of Solomon. So they have the right frequency. They start to write the scriptures. That's where what Pastor we didn't know. Hey, how come? It's the scripture that caused them to increase. Yeah. And they have written the Songs of Solomon. And they have written Book of Mark. And now into Luke. And you see, suddenly, breakthrough.
Yeah.
So, So this is what
Shepherd of my love.